According to the dictionary, the definition of change is to make or become different. In some communities, change is viewed as a four-letter word. In some high school football programs, change is feared. In the communities of Prairie City and Monroe, and inside the PCM high school football team, change is accepted and welcomed, mainly because change was needed. It's hard to believe change would be needed after a 2018 season, which saw the Mustangs win their first ever state football championship. What you might have forgotten is during the 2018 season, issues with their field caused the Mustangs to play a home game at Pella High. Superintendent of PCM Schools, Brad Germelin, says what issues needed to be addressed and why.
Last fall, we were looking at our facilities. We had to put a sprinkler system in our football field the summer before. And in one game, the work that was basically done during the summer when we had a lot of rain and we played Des Moines Christian, all of the work that was completed during that time was ruined in one game.
Because of the difficult and persistent field issues at PCM High School, Germelin and the PCM School Board took a longer look at the quality of facilities at the school.
We knew that we were going to be needing to replace the track because we had some undulations in the track from tree roots in the second corner, and there were other spots in the track that were deteriorating. So we knew we were looking at a new track, and so when we started looking at the press box, the stadium seating, and then the last consideration was the turf field compared to a grass field. The board made the decision to go with the turf field. And then with the turf field, we also considered player safety, and we decided to place the shock pad underneath the turf to help with protection of players for GMAX force and for head injury concussions as well.
In December of last year, the approval for the new facility was made, with construction starting in May. The close to $3.3 million project, when completed, will feature new synthetic turf, plaza landscaping additions, new home and visitor bleachers, a new press box, renovated restrooms, improvements to the stormwater drainage system, a new track surface, and a video scoreboard. The only problem so far for the new facilities has been from Mother Nature.
One of the holdups that's causing the delay was the early weather that we had in the month of May and June that put the project behind by about a month. I believe we made up about a week's time during the summer, but we're still a little bit behind, and we're thankful that Central College is allowing us to utilize their facility for the first two games. We are still planning on hosting our first game on September 20th, but there's still a lot of work to do.
Luckily for the Mustangs, Central College did agree to allow the Mustangs to play their first two home games there, but Germelin says if the new field is not ready by September 20th, like everyone hopes, the Mustangs won't play an actual home game until after homecoming. Germelin isn't just excited about what the facilities will do for the football team, he knows the possibilities are endless.
I also like to emphasize that the stadium and the field and the track, it'll benefit a lot of students. Rather than not just the football team, but it'll benefit soccer. Could benefit some of our spring sports, such as baseball, softball, being able to get out and practice a little earlier on the turf. The band will be able to utilize it daily for practice, and then also for their Friday night events, and then hopefully at some point we may make plans for a band competition being hosted on our site as well. So I think there's lots of opportunity more than just football that can benefit from the new athletic complex.
Head PCM football coach and athletic director Greg Bonnet reiterated the excitement and possibilities of the new facilities.
Everybody's really excited, and I'm definitely one of the people that is the most excited. You know, I look at it from, you know, an athletic director standpoint, not only football games, but where the band can practice in the morning and have a great spot without having to worry about getting muddy and ruining the field. Track meets that we want to host, soccer games, just as a whole complex and a whole facility. I really believe it's going to be one of the best places in all of Central Iowa to watch, you know, either a football game, soccer game, or a track meet. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Besides the ability for the facilities to have multiple uses, Coach Bonnet is excited for a couple new features he thinks the fans will really enjoy.
I think that the video board and the sound system is going to be something that the fans are really, really going to appreciate. Just the big scoreboard with that Jumbotron in it. And then I've heard what our sound system is supposed to sound like. We went to a test facility and listened to it. And I tell you what, it's a different thing. It's not one of those deals where you have like that old school blowhorn anymore. This thing is stereophonic. It sounds at the same volume no matter where you're sitting at in the stadium. It never blasts anybody out. And it also, you can hear it everywhere you go. And when you couple that with a big screen, I think there's going to be something pretty neat for the fans to look at.
With administrators and coaches on board with the new facility, the question is, how do the players feel about all the new changes? Senior linebacker Gabe Steenhook says he's excited to pave the way for future Mustangs.
I'm just pumped to be the first team to kind of establish the atmosphere in there. Blank canvas, so it's an entirely new deal. So I'm just excited to be the first ones to kind of pave the path for the next couple years.
Senior lineman Jay Smith, who has had to play in the muck and mud on the old field, thinks the new turf will really help out the Mustangs.
We're going to play a lot more faster than we used to. We're not going to slip around as much, so I think we'll be pretty good, I think.
Smith says with the new field and being the defending state champs, he's expecting big things.
We're going to attract a big crowd now. Everybody's interested in what it's going to look like, so I think we'll have a huge atmosphere.
Either way you look at it, the changes to the PCM facilities were very much needed. Sometimes change needs to happen, and happen for the better. Now the Mustangs are just a few weeks away from opening their new facility, and a new chapter for the cities of Prairie City and Monroe, and PCM athletics and activities. When it comes to change, sometimes it comes down to just one word.
Excitement, excitement for what's been accomplished, and then also excitement for the students and a sense of pride, I guess, for the school district.
That's been a look at the new PCM Athletic Complex coming to a radio broadcast near you sooner than later. Looks like even I will have to wait longer than expected, as John Mowinkle will get the first call at the new facility, calling the game between PCM and Pella Christian on September 20th, when the field is, right now, scheduled to open. For Football Friday Nights and KNI Careless Sports, I'm Nathan Sage.